जया जमुना तीरा बना चारी जया कुंज बिहारी जमुना तीरा बना चारी जया कुंज बिहारी जया राधा माधवा जया कुंज बिहारी जया राधा माधवा जया कुंज बिहारी जया कुंज बिहारी माधवा जया कुंज बिहारी जया कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत शिशिमाधि सबाइंग्रेसैसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत शिशिमाधि सबाइंग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की इस्कॉन फाउंडराचार्य शिल प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराश्रिम भागवतं की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ओ ग्लोरीस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरीस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरीस टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ओ ग्लोरीस टू शिशि गुरु अंशि गौरंग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 10 entitled The Summon Bonan Chapter 3 entitled The Birth of Krishna Text number 19 तातोषा जन्मस्थिति सम्यजं विभो वदन्त्यनिहत अगुणात् अभिक्रियात् त्वजीश्वरे ब्राह्मणिनो विरुध्यते त्वत् आश्रजा त्वत् उपचार्य जत्यग तत्त्वत् आश्र तत्त्वत् आश्रजा त्वत् उपचार्य ते गुणै त्वत्तोष्य जम्मस्तिति संयमं विभो वदन्त्यनिहत अगुणात् अभिक्रियात् त्वाजीश्वरे ब्राह्मणिनो विरुध्यते त्वत् आसजा त्वत् उपचार्यजे उपचार्यते गुणै तोस्य जन्म स्थिति संयजं विभो वदन्त्यनिहत अगुणात् अभिक्रियात् त्वायीश्वरे ब्राह्मणिनो विरुध्यते त्वत् आश्रजा त्वत् उपचार्यते गुणै. प्लीज चैंट. तत्वतः आर यू आर फ्रॉम योर लॉर्डशिप अस्य ऑफ द एंटायर कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन जन्मा द क्रिएशन स्थिति मेंटेनेंस संयम अननिहिलेशन विभो O my Lord, Badanti, the learned Vedic scholars conclude, Anihat, who are free from endeavor, Agunat, who are unaffected by the modes of material nature, Abhigriyat, who are unchanging in your spiritual situation, Twayi, in you, Ishware, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brahmani, who is Parabrahman, the Supreme Brahman, no, not Virudhyate, there is a contradiction, Twat Ashrayavat, because of being controlled by you, Upacharyate, things are doing on automatically. Gunai, by the operation of the material modes. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O my Lord, learned Vedic scholars conclude that the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of the entire cosmic manifestation are performed by you, who are free from endeavor, unaffected by the modes of material nature and changeless in your spiritual situation. There are no contradictions in you who are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parabrahman, because the three modes of material nature, Satya, Rajas and Tamas, are under your control. Everything takes place automatically. Purport. As stated in the Vedas, Natasya karyam karanam chavidyate, natat samas chabhyadikas chadrishyate, parashya shaktir vidadai vashrujate, svabhava ki jnana balakriyacha. Quote, the Supreme Lord has nothing to do and no one is found to be equal to or greater than him. For everything is done naturally and systematically by his multifarious energies. Sweta Swatara Upanishad 6:8. Creation, maintenance and annihilation are all conducted personally by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Mayadhyakshena Prakriti Sujate Sacharacharam. Yet, ultimately, the Lord does not need to do anything, and therefore he is nirvikara, chainless. Because everything is done under his direction, he is called Sristikarta, the master of creation. Similarly, he is the master of annihilation. When a master sits in one place while his servants work in different duties, whatever the servants are doing is ultimately an activity of the master, although he is doing nothing. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. The lower potencies are so numerous that everything is nicely done. Therefore, he is naturally still and is not directly the doer of anything in the material world. Om Jnana Timirandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Rama Pada Swami Tinamine Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyabadi Pashatyade Shatarine Bancha kalpa taruvyasha kripa sindu vyayavacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. We live in a world of dualities. And therefore, naturally, we're confronted constantly by contradiction, contradictory truths or contradictory concepts, contradictory realities. And that is the experience that we have in this material world. That is either this or it is either that. And we're constantly struggling to actually deal with these contradictions, these dualities. By nature, the living entity needs to have something consistent. Dualities is not natural to the essence of the living entity. So therefore, there is a great struggle in this material world to deal with these dualities and its contradictions. And because it's such a struggle, it is impossible to us to understand, at least the conditioned souls, those of us who are conditioned by this material conception of life, to actually have an understanding of our reality that there is no contradictions. Like, when we hear the past tense of the Lord, and when we hear even not only of the Lord, but also of the associates of the Lord in the spiritual world, then it's very difficult to understand. We project our reality, which is, you know, this struggle with dualities, into the absolute world, into a world in which it's a complete different paradigm. So when we hear about the tremendous distress that the inhabitants of Vrindavan have to undergo when Krishna left for Mathura, like, you know, some stories it just break your heart when you hear about the condition of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, Nanda Maharaj, Yasoda Mai. There's this cowherd boy whose name is the cowherd boy who was waiting for Krishna in Govardhan. You remember his name? Who's looking at the road towards Mathura, and he's still there waiting. He doesn't eat, he didn't do anything, he just stays there. Shocked, didn't move, he was almost like dead. Something babu. Because Krishna told him, no, don't worry, I will come back, just wait here. He's still waiting, broken-hearted. So when we hear, I mean, the gopis and Shrimati Radharani, the type of anguish that they have to undergo by being without Krishna, and that basically the only thing that sustained their life was the hope that Krishna will come back. And so it's great suffering. So for us, suffering is suffering. Happiness is happiness, suffering is suffering. There's no such a thing of ecstasy in suffering. That's called a masochist, or, you know, and it's not ecstasy, it's some, you know, mental disease, you know. So to understand that the devotees are experiencing the greatest ecstasy, the greatest happiness in this condition that externally appears like suffering, is inconceivable for us. So these contradictions are something that we don't relate to, we can understand. We can understand by logic. So what to speak when we come to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we hear here in this verse that Vasudev is praising the Lord, is praying to the Lord by presenting marvel at the position of the Lord as the creator, the maintainer, and the annihilator of the entire cosmic manifestation. So someone who creates, someone who maintains, and someone who annihilates is someone who is very much involved in activities within this whole reality. He is creating. A creator is someone who is busy building something. A maintainer is someone that is busy managing things. An annihilator is someone who is busy knocking things down. So it's very much involved. So that's an amazing, when we see this cosmic creation, that's an amazing position. And we can understand that. God as a creator, God as a maintainer, God as an annihilator. Someone who is actively involved. But in the same breath, he says, who are free from endeavor, unaffected by the modes of material nature, and chainless in your spiritual situation. So, he is not involved, he is not doing. So, how this is possible is inconceivable. And through logic and to experience, to analysis, is not possible to be understood. It's not possible to be understood. It's beyond our experience. That's why the word transcendental is. It's beyond the experience of this material world. And it's an important aspect to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because this is what Vasudev said, there are not contradictions in you. They're not contradictions. And it's a concept that is at the heart of the understanding of the absolute truth. That's why Lord Chaitanya propounded the most conclusive understanding and philosophy of the absolute truth. And the terms that he used in Sanskrit is achintya veda veda tattva. Achintya means inconceivable, veda aveda means simultaneously one and difference. So you know, you have these contradictions that are simultaneously harmonious or existing together. And it's inconceivable for the living entity. So, you know, you accept that principle, that concept, to be able to understand the absolute truth. And one thing is that we have received this knowledge like almost without much effort. You know, Srila Prabhupada just delivered this highest knowledge and understanding like, you know, to anyone and everyone, regardless of, you know, what qualification you have. And we take it for granted because it's what we, you know, we, Prabhupada just give us these pages after pages, verses after verses, purport after purport, consistently, and it is ingrained in us. Yeah, we believe on that. Krishna can do it. He is inconceivable. So we accept that, but actually, it's an understanding that is not easily available even for great scholars, scientists, big brains, big philosophers, even some big transcendentalists that escape them, that, you know, they still don't have full access to this understanding. Is it, you know, for some transcendentalists, it's either this or that. And they can come to understand that the Lord can even have a material body, the universal form. And that the body is considered eternal. So material, you know, it's all kinds of contradictions that doesn't make sense from the mundane perspective. and escapes them because it's not logic. It's not logic because it's being seen from the material perspective. In the material perspective, in the world dualities, is inconceivable. So therefore, there is a verse that Bhishma Dev in the Mahabharata, he gave that Lord Chaitanya quotes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Achintya kalo je bhava natams tarke na jo yatet prakriti bhya param jacha tat achintasya lakshanam. Quote, anything transcendental to material nature is called inconceivable, whereas arguments are all mundane. Since mundane arguments cannot touch transcendental subject matters, one should try to understand transcendental subjects. One should not try to understand transcendental subjects through mundane arguments. Transcendental subject matters can only be understood when it's descend, through the descending methodology. So we receive transcendental knowledge through the parampara. Krishna established that in the Bhagavad Gita, evam parampara praptam iman raja sajo vidhu, that we receive transcendental knowledge from a disciplic succession that comes from Krishna himself. And so if we want to receive that transcendental knowledge, then we approach someone who is in that parampara. Tadbidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. So Krishna established that very clear. Without that, there is no question of receiving transcendental knowledge. There is no access to understand the absolute truth. Krishna in truth. Krishna established that, and in order to be able to become free from this material world, from this material condition, one have to understand his appearance in this world and his activities in this world, which are divine or transcendental in truth. Yamma karma chame divyan evan jo veti tattvataha. In truth, to understand that tattva, one have to receive this transcendental knowledge. And so analyzing the absolute truth, or trying to approach the absolute truth without that transcendental knowledge, without being blessed by that transcendental knowledge, is an impossibility. And therefore, quite bewildering. We cannot understand Krishna, Atasi Krishna Namadi Nababet Grahyam Indriya, because our senses, because our capacity is imperfect, we cannot understand Krishna's name, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's paraphernalia, Krishna's devotees, with our blunt material senses. So we have to be engaged in the service of the Lord, guided by a tattva darshi, someone who has actually darshan of that truth. So the devotees, for the devotees, consistently they highlight Krishna's position. There's a very eloquent verse that completely covers this particular point. And it's also a prayer from the demigods. You know, the previous chapter was the prayers of the demigods of Krishna within the womb. This was the prayers of the demigods to Lord Vishnu when they were completely scared and confused in the battle with Bikrasura. So they came to the Lord and they offered prayers, but one of these particular prayers, Prabhupada quotes, and really goes up to the point of this, this very, very point of understanding that in Krishna, in the personality of Godhead, all contradictions disappears. And how is that explained very, very eloquently? This is in the Canto 6, Chapter 9, Text 36. Quote, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, all contradictions can be reconciled in you. O Lord, since you are the Supreme Person, the reservoir of unlimited spiritual qualities, the Supreme Controller, your unlimited glories are inconceivable to the conditioned souls. Many modern theologians argue about right and wrong without knowing what is actually right. The arguments are always false and their judgments inconclusive because they have no authorized evidence with which to gain knowledge of you. Because their minds are agitated by scriptures containing false conclusions, they are unable to understand the truth concerning you. Furthermore, because of polluted eagerness to arrive at the right conclusion, their theories are incapable of revealing you, who are transcendental to their material conceptions. You are one without a second, and therefore in you contradictions like doing or not doing, happiness and distress are not contradictory. Your potency is so great that it can do and undo anything as you like. With the help of that potency, what is impossible for you? Since there is no duality in your constitutional position, you can do everything by the influence of your energy. Pretty good, no? Like, it covers completely that principle that is necessary for anyone who is a devotee of the Lord to be able to understand. Because when we have that understanding, then we can, this is it, this is where the, you know, line ends. It's what Prabhupada says in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the first verse in the purport, that, you know, when describing the word Swarat, independent, the Lord is supremely independent. So when there is no truth, is not that his that his truth, or the truth of the Supreme Personality of God, that is Param Satya, is not depending on another truth to exist. So, you know, Prabhupada explains that when you go to, you know, when you find out that, oh, so my existence is depending on someone or the truth, and like that, and when you reach the end in which a truth that is not depending on another truth, then that is the absolute truth. So we understand this position of Krishna, and then we can fully surrender to him. So that's the Chatur Sloki of the Bhagavad Gita, that, you know, when Krishna declares that, you know, aham sarvasya prabhavo, then iti, what is it? Aham sarvasya prabhavo, matva sarvam pravartate, iti matva bhajante mam, what is the rest? Buddha bhava samambitaha. So when we understand that, when we have the full understanding that is Krishna who is the source of everything, spiritual and material, when we understand him in truth, full, then we naturally become or take up to his devotional service. We become his devotee, naturally. It will happen automatically. So it's an important understanding to have, and consistently we see that throughout the prayers of these great personalities, these devotees is always establishing Krishna's position first. Krishna's position in relationship to us, in relationship to the creation. His supremacy. There is no one equal or greater than him. And that's consistently throughout. And that's something that also we have to be fully convinced and have a complete understanding. I stop here. I was not supposed to give this class, so it's one of those off the hat type of thing. Yes. Any comments or question? Yes, Jai Baladev Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Subhra Prabhu, thank you for your class. You start off your class by saying we're always surrounded by dualities, it's either this or that, and we're looking for something consistent to maintain our life. And that's one of my favorite points, is that in this, describing this verse, creation, maintenance, destruction, creating our relationships are easy. One side of duality, destroying our relationships are even easier. Another side of duality, we're looking to maintain our relationships, maintain our peace of mind. And one thing that destroys our peace of mind that I appreciate that Mother Devaki Matsuji was explaining last night is that when we go to somebody in confidence, we should have the faith that maybe it won't be the next morning on Facebook. That usually destroys our relationships. And so there's a couple of pastimes that remind me of this, is that Durvasa Muni pastime. It's kind of funny the way I conceive it. In modern terms, if he was to call the cops on Ambarish Maharaj, the cops would say, "What's your emergency?" "My emergency is that he's getting more recognition of me as a great spiritualist. I'm renounced, and they're going to hell for spirituality, you know." They're like, "Are you joking?" On the other hand, so he made a mountain out of a molehill, but on the other hand, Haridas Thakur, he was beat in 22 marketplaces, bleeding to death. And if we were his friends, he would like, we'll probably tell him, "Haridas Thakur, you want me to call the ambulance?" "Oh, no, just get some band-aids, I'm cool." He made a molehill out of the mountain. So there's a quote that says, we should be generous with our compliments and stingy with our complaints, free with the honor and withhold the dishonor. There's enough gossip, slander, and talking badly behind people's back. Let's develop the habit of talking good behind people's back. And in one purport, Prabhupada famously mentions that our devotees are like a dosha darshi. They're like honeybees. Then we look at the good qualities of devotees, and they're not like flies. Flies go after the sores or stool. And so what are some steps we can move forward to become a humble honeybee and not a fault-finding fly like Durvasa Muni?
Well, it's a little not necessarily it's a little aside thing. It's a nice topic to discuss. I think, you know, we touched those points several times. We hear it constantly. In terms of, you know, being introspective, and that's at the heart of our process. I mentioned this, that I'm very eager to hear the presentation of Devaki Mataji, especially she said something yesterday that was very striking to me, that in her realizations, she was explaining some of the reasons why we can go on through years of practicing Krishna consciousness and not moving from the Kanishta platform. And in the Kanishta platform is that when we get caught too much in this duality stuff. And then we make judgments, we get affected by this, we are tossed between happiness, distress, fame, and this and that and that, you know, and specifically such a basic thing, you know, that Krishna explains, that for us who have this nominal understanding of who we are, but in other words, you know, when he explains to Arjuna in the second chapter, you're not the body, you're a spirit soul, but taking in consideration that you're investing in this material world, you know, you still have attachments, meaning that you're still thinking you're the body. Although, here's the knowledge, you're not the body. So we find ourselves, yeah, I believe I'm not the body, I'm a spirit soul. But my whole condition is I am the body. So I'm caught in this thing, I have this nominal understanding, but my consciousness and I'm conditioned to, you know, I am the body. So Krishna gave the instructions that, you know, matra sparsa stukunteya sitoshnishu kadukada, that we have to go on tolerating this happiness and distress. We have to maintain ourselves in, you know, in the position, the spiritual position, the transcendental position, just tolerating the pushes. So, acknowledging that we're affected, you know, there's a this pushing here and pushing there, but you remain, you know, in a position of tolerating, okay, you know, at this, I'm hot, I'm cold. So, without coming to a position of Krishna consciousness, we get affected. We don't get in that position of tolerating this titikshava. So that's the kanishta. When we're kanishta, it's very awkward. It's a very awkward position. We're not whole. We're split. You know, we have the prakrita and we have the bhakta. We have the devotee and we have the materialistic person. And there's a tug of war between the two, and we're in the middle, being pushed here and there. It's awkward. So we can be peaceful, we can be fully happy. We don't feel necessary, I'm a devotee, but I'm not a materialist. So I'm not here, I'm not there. I cannot have a consistent happiness of the devotee because, you know, I'm affected by whatever baggage I have. And I cannot enjoy it like a materialist because I'm a devotee. I don't relate anymore to these, you know, pursuits. Although, you know, I have some So I'm in between. It's awkward. So we're not peaceful. So we have to move to the position of Madhyama. Prabhupada says that as compulsory for us. We're expected to move to a Madhyama, at least to a Madhyama. And Mataji was explaining yesterday that we cannot do that if we don't start to apply Krishna's system, which is, you know, of chi is what the seminar is called, you know, taking shelter of relationships, or taking and giving shelter in relationships, you know, among devotees. So I'm very eager to hear about it, because I do feel that although I've been practicing for many years, I can recognize I'm definitely not Madhyama. I'm still Kanishta, because I'm still affected by dualities. So, and it's embarrassing. It's very embarrassing. So then it's an internal process. It's an internal process. If we're affected, there is no humility. Our humility is also, you know, sort of conditional to how, you know, where, how we're affected. You know? I mean, people may say, oh, you're so humble, Prabhu, oh, you're so nice. But, you know, geez, you can get angry. And you don't, when you get angry, it's horrible. You know, you act in some ways, you say some things. Sometimes it's your poor spouse, the one who have to, you know, witness those things, you know, because it's a more intimate thing. You know, sometimes it happens, you know, in our relationship with devotees, and it's terrible. It's embarrassing, a thing, and it happens. So, so we have to move on. We have to be introspective. It's not a. This last two seminars has been very relevant. Bir Krishna Goswami Maharaj and Devaki Mataji. Very, very relevant stuff. So, you know, through the recordings and two things, it's good to go through and take notes in our internal process. So, and that much I can say. Any other comment or question? Yolanda Mati? Turn it on.
You mentioned that Krishna's position is repeated over and over again in the Bhagavatam. And I noticed that as well, and I was wondering, why does it take so long for me, and maybe for others as well, to accept Krishna's position? Because I think that's why it's repeated so many times.
Well, we accept, I think, you know, like, we accept Krishna as the deity, and we accept Krishna as the holy name, but it's like, I have this new word, you know, sometimes because, you know, it's, English is my second language, you know, as I hear, then, you know, I have this word nominal, because it was the answer that His Holiness Srimad Bhaswami gave, you know? Notion? Notion? No, he's saying normally. Notion. Oh my God. Okay. No, well, the notion, okay. So he basically say, I ask him that, you know, in terms of what is the knowledge that, what is that, what do we have in terms of our spiritual conception then? You know, if we haven't heard and you know, we have something, there's something there that, you know, keeps us as devotees. It's the faith that we have. And that faith is based in some, you know, a spiritual understanding, some understanding. And so it is explained that if we have that, if we have the understanding, if we accept Krishna, then immediately Krishna will, you know, give himself. You know, there's that connection. But so then I say, well, you know, saying in my case, what is that? What is that conception? And what is not, you know, why is not completely free me from this, like you said, you know? Why I don't accept it when we go, like say the holy name. We believe Krishna is present in the holy name. We have faith on that. But our actions are different because, you know, we neglect the holy name. So meaning that, you know, isn't that, there's a contradiction there. So he said that I thought the world was nominal, but the world was notion. It's a notion. So it's not realized, he said. This is what His Holiness Prabhupada Swami said, that we have the knowledge, but it's not realized knowledge. So the process is of Krishna consciousness is to purify us, and by experience it becomes a realized knowledge. So by practicing, constant practicing, then it becomes fully revealed, and then it's realized. When it's realized, then yes. So some of these personalities that were here, they fully realized. And some of them are not fully realized, but they, you know, they mention it, you know, like saying of the demigods. Some of the demigods, these prayers that I just read was headed by Indra. And we know, you know, Indra goes to some upside downs in terms of his understanding, his full understanding. I mean, elevated devotees, but, you know, also sometimes affected. So, nevertheless, it's good for us to constantly, you know, remind ourselves. The knowledge, because by doing that, at one point it will become fully realized. So the important thing is that we have to come to realize this knowledge. To realize it, then there will be no contradictions. Then it will be like the associates of the Lord. There's no contradiction with the associates of the Lord. There's always, you know, we hear the devotees seeing Prabhupada as very grave, you know, and like, you know, just in a very serious, grave, you know, like features like that. And then the devotees say, Prabhupada, you were very, very, you know, a sort of grave, and it looks even like a little upset. And Prabhupada say, no, I was having my greatest ecstasy, you know. So for the devotees, there is no contradiction, there is, you know, there is no dualities. And so that's the position that we aspire for. Right now, until we're affected by these dualities, then we have to face these contradictions, these contradictory things. Although I believe, then, but why do I act like this? There's a contradiction. I don't know if that is that touches what you ask.
And the realization is not something we can force, right? Is it? I mean, is it my own fault that I haven't realized it yet? Or?
Right. It's a matter of purification. You know. It's the natural. It's a natural position. Satchit Ananda. You know. So we're just uncovering all the stuff. You know. So that natural constitutional position of perfect knowledge, you know, be manifested. It's just uncovering, awakening it. Yeah. Anything else? Rakta Prabhu?
Hare Krishna. So, pure devotees believe that Krishna is one without a second, and that extends to infinity?
Yeah, it's absolute means it's eternal. So Krishna's position is always his position. So he is the supreme at all times, in all circumstances, like that. Like that.
So Krishna's supremacy and all pervasiveness extends infinitely.
All pervasive extends?
His position of being, you know, one without a second, it extends to infinity.
Yes. Yeah.
And this is the realization of Krishna's pure devotees.
Yeah, say for example, here Vasudev is one of his prayers goes, you know, he's praying to Krishna in the form of a baby. You know, obviously Krishna then manifested his Vishnu form, his four-armed Vishnu form from this baby, but he sees the baby, and this baby is the one without a second, even, you know, a little baby, the supreme. So he's praising, although you didn't enter, you know, you appear to have entered the womb of Devaki, but you're not. You're always there. So it's all this, you know, he's establishing that also he sees his little baby. This little baby is not an ordinary baby, he's that supreme being, his worshipable Lord. So all these prayers are within that context. So there's no, you know, especially Krishna, that, you know, and later we see as Krishna performed his wonderful pastimes in Vrindavan, that it becomes even more bewildering because they're so human-like and so simple and beautiful. I mean, it's unexpected. A beautiful boy, you know, a baby just playing and doing all these naughty activities, you know, and things like that. And that's the supreme. That's what Lord Brahma gets bewildered too. He, on one point, he couldn't, you know, he got confused. But the conclusion after, you know, that boy, he is the one without a second. So in all conditions, he can be in Vaikuntha, he can be as a baby, he is still the one without a second, the supreme. Okay, I think I'll stop here. Thank you so much. Karantarashim and Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
What are these called? Can I put them right here? Okay.